Yeah, I feel like this episode I'm going back to my root because I'm from Negeri Sembilan. In fact, I'm recording this from my hometown, from Tampin, and we have a Negeri Sembilan representative. Woo-hoo-hoo. Can you imagine how excited it is? Okay, so today we're so lucky. We have SMA, Persekutuan Labu, normally called SMAP Labu lah. Okay, Phoenix team, okay, join us. So we have Aisha, the group leader. Okay, so we have Wafa, we have Diana and Hani. And to not be forgotten, the teacher advisor, Cikgu Hafiz, with us. And they're in boarding school, listeners. Very interesting because they're not local. I mean, they're not all from Negeri Sembilan per se. Okay, so their school in Negeri Sembilan, I think it's very interesting. This team stands out because they're not from the same local area. So Aisha, I'm interested, and I believe listeners also interested. They want to know what community you're trying to impact. Maybe you can share or give a tour about your community with us.
Yes, okay. Hi everyone, I am Aisha, the team leader. So thank you, Agent Wahida, for the question. Basically, our target area is a household in Jentayu, Bandar Baru and Stack. So Jentayu is a very big household, is a very big neighborhood. But to keep it easier for us to solve the problem that is happening, we keep it in a small scale, which is only 10 houses. So with this small area, we guarantee to solve the problem that is happening. So just a little bit describe of Jentayu. Jentayu is located at the end of Bandar Baru and Stack. And in front of Jentayu, there is a big lake and also Bandar Baru and Stack Moss.
Yeah, now I think I've passed it by because Anstack, fun fact listeners, if you're using the Jalan Lama to go to airport, or how we miss airport, right? Can I? You would pass by Bandar and Stack. Okay, I like the fact that you only focus 10 houses lah. Very interesting. So Aisha, maybe you would like to share, is there a moment that trigger your team? You feel like, oh, there's some environmental issue here. Would you like to share that with us?
Okay, that is one of the interesting part in our team. So basically, we noticed this issue happened in our very own household, which is happened in my house. So let me just give us a short story, which is one day, my drain at my kitchen house got blocked. And when my dad started to fix it, he found out there's a layer of oil stuck in the pipe. So, yeah, it's very disgusting to describe, but it's a layer of oil. So, my dad posted a picture of it and into the WhatsApp residence group. And apparently, some of my neighbors experienced the same thing. So, each day, you have to make a decision. Will you give up, give in, or give it all your all? So, that is how the idea came into. We need to solve this problem.
I think it's not just you witnessing that, Aisha. I think majority of Malaysians, you know how our food rich with oil, right? It's quite oily. No guilt there. But as you said, I think I love the fact that you've seen that as a bigger moment. You know, it's not just oil being clogged in the drain, but there's more serious issue there. Thank you so much. So, Hani. So I believe, right, Hani also observed the same thing in your household, my assumption. So as a team, right, you have this platform, TEY. So maybe you could enlighten us, right, how you as a team, Phoenix team, right, would like to change the reality based on the thing that you have observed, Hani.
Okay, thank you, Agent Wahida, for the question. So what is our main goal or what is our dream or vision that we want to turn it into reality for our community is that we have always wanted to open people's eyes regarding this issue because like we wanted to raise the awareness about the used cooking oil management, the proper management, the proper disposal of used cooking oil. Because not a lot of people know about this. They thought that throwing the used cooking oil into the sink and drain are normal and there are no impacts or consequences. So that is our first goal for this project. The second one, like the main goal of our dream is we wanted to make recycling easier for the community. like the 3R, right? We always learn about it, reuse, reduce, recycle. For this case, used cooking oil can be recycled. So we wanted to adapt that knowledge, implement that knowledge in our daily life. So in our survey, we had asked one question, which is, what do the community think about recycling? Majority of them, like 90% of them, say that recycling is hard. Why? Because there are no nearby recycling center in our community. So we wanted to change that. Therefore, we want to think of an idea that can ease the disposal of used cooking oil and also give an alternative for them to reuse the used cooking oil waste. So from there, we got the idea to make the U-Converter. The U-Converter is a machine that can turn that convert the used cooking oil waste into soap, which is really amazing. People doesn't know about that, so you wanted to do that. So the U-Converter is made to ease the disposal of used cooking oil. Plus, it is a machine that is home-friendly, which means it is really portable, a small machine, just like the blender, just like the oven, just like the microwave. We wanted to make that product come through so that it is a convenience that everyone has in their household. Yeah. I wanted to share one story. When we were having an interview with our stakeholders, we said to them that we wanted to make this machine. But then they said that, oh, I don't think that this machine is possible because it is hard to make and it is hard to have people to put it in their every house, right? And I was like, oh, they don't think that we can do it. So I find it relatable with the Toyota quotes, start your impossible. So we really wanted to make this dream come true so we can launch this product and ease everyone's problem. So that is our answer.
Honey, I need to say it's beyond inspiring. I need to mute myself, listeners, but I can't help it, like clapping and all. And I love how your team, just like how your smart tool called U-Converter, you convert the criticism into your motivation. It's all about converting the energies. I love it. I love it. Fantastic. Okay, honey. And I believe, right, having a dream, right, to turn it into reality is one thing. How about all the hard times? This is the time you can be very honest with us, right? Like those moments that you feel like crying, you know, sweat and all, right? So maybe you can share with us. We would like to hear more from you.
So one of the main challenges that we've been through together is like, so right now we have MCO, right? So one of the SOPs that we have to follow with MCO going on is we cannot cross the state borders. And as you stated earlier, we live far apart from each other. We live in a boarding school, so we came from a different state in Malaysia. Like, for example, me, Agent Hani, I live in Negeri Sembilan. Same goes as Agent Aisha. Aisha live in Nilai. But Agent Wafa lives in Selangor and Agent Diana lives in KL. So it is hard for us to make a group discussion because it is hard for us to meet up. We only have Google Meet as a medium to communicate. So it is really hard, especially during group discussion, like prototype making. It is really one of the hard times we need to go through. So this challenge, this MCO, really limit our communication. It is really a big challenge for us, but it doesn't affect us that much, but it doesn't weaken our spirit because we had to come with a countermeasure, right? So we plan to make a Google Meet discussion every night to overcome. Like, we cannot meet up face to face. Often, we felt jealous when seeing the other school get to meet up face to face with the teachers so they can do campaigns together. But then we only have the Google Meet as a medium to communicate. It's a challenge that we need to overcome. One of like the most memorable and challenging moment in TEY competition for us is when we have to submit the video one. We were panicking because we wanted to submit it early. But then there's a few changes we need to do in the video. So we were like panicking and we have to record some of the parts again. So that is one of the most challenging moment. And another challenging moment that we've been through is prototype making. Because we live far away from each other, we cannot do it together. We cannot make the prototype together. So our agent Wafa volunteered to do it. So we try to help her, but it is really hard for us to help her because we live far apart from each other. So there are the most challenging moments in the EY competition for us. Thank you.
Yes, I can imagine. I feel like actually what I did just now is like I'm putting my hand on the screen, like wiping your tears virtually. I can feel the sadness. It's not easy. It's not easy, as you said. And thank you so much, honey, for all the stories and moments shared with us, okay, exclusively, okay, on our podcast. So, Wafa, I think honey has set the tone about all these challenges, right? So I would like to know, right, because to be honest, right, I feel so much like woman empowerment when I see your team. I need to say this. Sorry, guys. I mean, guys, I believe the guys also feel the same way. Okay, whenever we scroll your Instagram, we are so empowered to see how awesome your progress is. So Wafa, maybe you can share with us, what do you think is the secret recipe for your team to be able to move this fast despite all the challenges, Wafa?
I think the secret recipe of our team to rise up all these challenges, a good communications in the team. What I mean by good communication skill is whenever we face any challenges or troubles, we will discuss in the team first and ask for the team opinion and solution for the team rather than keeping it to ourselves because it might be stressful for us, and sharing with the team is the good thing to do to rise up the challenges. And also, I think being transparent with each other is also a main key to rise up these challenges. Because why? Whenever we see something wrong, sometimes we tend to, oh, it's okay. But if we tell the truth to the team members, oh, I think this is not good, I think this is wrong, we can improve like this and like this. So the end result is will be better and like kebabom like that. And also, main thing of sharing with the team and giving the true opinion is sometimes we can't predict what will happen in the future. Sometimes the computers are lagging, the internet are being silly and other stuff, especially during the online things like this. So when we tell the team members, other members can back up us. If I cannot do this, honey might be helping me. And then the thing that I felt that main help us also is our stakeholder. Our stakeholder is Infinite Refining Resources, Greenway Selangor, and also SW Corp Negeri Sembilan. They are helping us much in our project because for the last project we have done is the oil collection day. We have done the collaboration with Infinite Refining Resources. At the moment that we had asked them to do collaboration, they was just went smoothly and they were just okay with the idea. So we think it's very helpful for us and so grateful to have them as our stakeholder.
How lucky we are, listeners. We get all the secret recipes here and couldn't agree more. The foundations are very important, right, for the sustainability of any effort, in fact. Thank you so much, Wafa, for sharing with us. This is the right time to hear from Diana. So, Diana, let's say, right, someone asks you, what can I do now to protect Earth? I'm thinking I'm just a small person, right? It's only one person. Is there anything I can do? What would you answer?
Thank you, Ejin Wahida, for the question. If he or she do ask me what can they do to protect Earth, as an advice, I would say to she or he that firstly, they need to instill the feels of responsibility to save the environment first, because that is the key point, right? So when you have this sort of responsibility, the things that you do will always be something that related to the thought of saving the environment. For example, whenever you think of throwing the used cooking oil into the sink, and at that time, you do have a strong mindset, your mind will automatically be like, oh, this is wrong, this is bad for the environment. And eventually, you will choose for a better way to dispose the used cooking oil. For example, make a soap from used cooking oil. On top of that, always think about the consequence of the action. Throwing the used cooking oil into the sink can affect the environment without we knowing it. Remember that every problem begins with a simple cause. Therefore, we definitely need to be aware of our actions towards the environment. I think that is the advice that I would like to give to he or she. Thank you.
And amazing as always, I think Diana has given us the problem solving methodology 101, actually, guys. Okay, so they're going through training and all. So I can tell they really embody all the lessons, the learnings from Toyota trainers. Awesome, awesome. Okay, some of the listeners might be wondering, there's no teacher ke with us? There is. Of course, we save the best for last, kan? There's a quote, right? So Cikgu Hafiz, I know how hard the teacher advises being very supportive, be it for your team and for the other 15 teams as well, right? Thank you so much, teacher advisors. So maybe this is an opportunity for you to conclude the session, right? Maybe a call for action to support your team's mission, Cikgu Hafiz.
Okay, thank you, Agent Wahida. I would like to start today with a quote from Greta Thunberg. You must take action. You must do the impossible because giving up is never an option. So I believe that Phoenix has done their best throughout this period of competition. It is a long journey. We started around December and we will finish on May. So I believe that this team has done the best to their ability to support the cause that is being brought by Toyota. And I believe that what they are doing is a very good thing. They have my support. They have the school support. They have the teacher support. And our number one supporter who has just told me, our principal, Dr. Haji Abdul Jalil, is saying that they should keep on doing the good work and they should keep doing their best. And I would like to express my deepest gratitude towards Toyota and Leaderonomics and all of our stakeholders, IRR, SW Corp and Greenway Selangor, for supporting us. And not to forget all the parents who have given so much support. As you mentioned earlier, they are living apart from each other. Two in Negeri Sembilan, one in Selangor and one in Kuala Lumpur. So MCO is a very trying time for us, for all of us in Malaysia. In my honest opinion, I do think that these four girls is very brilliant, is very hardworking, is very determined. And I do believe that there's a long way to go, but I'm sure that they will achieve what they want in life. And for all of our supporters, don't forget to follow our Instagram, TEY Agent M_SmartLabu, and do follow our YouTube, TEY Agent M Smart Labu, and keep supporting us. Keep supporting our cause to save the planet. Keep reimagining the impossible and keep reimagining our mobility awareness and countermeasure. Thank you.
I think that's such an inspiring note to end our chat, right? It hit most of us, I believe, all the listeners listening, tuning in. Thank you so much. So, at least, please show some love, some likes, some comments, some share. Okay, you get to see the handles, okay, social media handles in the description, episode description, okay, listeners, please, please do that. Once again, thank you, Team Phoenix. I think like we would have a great day ahead, okay, because after spending time with you, all the best. Thank you, Cikgu Hafiz. And for all the listeners, it's not easy, but it's something we have to do, okay? Life is never being about convenience and easy, right? Okay, but we can start somewhere. With that, see you again, all listeners. Bye.